The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, results of the neglect of Gascony. Now, according to reports reaching the French court, John of Gaunt's return was to a glacial reception in England. The king and the Prince of Wales thought that he had squandered the fine army placed at his disposal. They were angered by his refusal to fight on in the southwest during the summer. Scurrilous rumors circulated about the arranged Battle of Mosac, which Gaunt was widely believed to have shirked, leaving the Duke of Anjou with the honors of the field. Yet for most of those in England who knew the facts, the failure of the campaign raised more important issues than John of Gaunt's qualities as a military commander. The easy assumption of 1369, that the English could repeat their triumphs in the 1350s, was gone. Ultimately, Gaunt's experience was to have a profound effect on his own strategic thinking and that of his contemporaries. The main consequence was the virtual abandonment of any attempt to conduct major military operations in southwestern France. Gaunt himself, who wholly committed to retaining the French possessions of his house, but he had been shocked by the disorder which he found the affairs of the duchy and despaired at being able to find the resources to defend it against constant and wearing pressure of France on its borders. Edward III promised he would send Sir Thomas Felton back to the duchy with reinforcements, and tried to do so, but the usual administrative and financial problems intervened and other projects took priority. Felton did not, in fact, get back to Bordeaux until the summer of 1375, more than a year after he had left, and then with fewer troops. For years to come, Gascony would be starved of funds and reinforcements to finance campaigns in northern France, in Brittany, and at sea. Gascon lords who visited England were received, according to an acute observer, with embarrassed silence and confessions of impotence, and sent on their way with nothing more helpful than a smile and a reassuring words. Drafts of men, a few hundred strong, would be sent out from time to time to reinforce the defenses of the English duchy at crucial times. But after John of Gaunt's departure in the spring of 1374, no major English expeditionary force would set foot there again until the arrival of Thomas, the Duke of Clarence, in 1412. The main result of this neglect of Gascony was a fresh chapter in the operations of our friends, the Free Companies, from Gascony. When John of Gaunt had arrived in Aquitaine in December of 1373, the region had recently been pacified by the agreements which the Count of Armagnac and the Pope had made with the two principal captains, Boticaire d'Albert and Bernard de La Salle. They had reserved the right to fight with any army led by the King of England or one of his sons. So the arrival of John of Gaunt effectively released them from these arrangements. Bernard de La Salle left the Mediterranean and returned to the Gascon march. By the beginning of December of 1373, his companies and the remnants of Boticat had joined forces with the English army in the Limousin. He himself was with John of Gaunt at Brive. Gaunt followed a deliberate policy of trying to hold the regions lying east of the shrunken borders of the duchy with the aid of the Gascon companies like his. He appointed Bernard as captain for the King of England in the Limousin and appears to have given him a general commission to operate on Edward III's behalf in the neighboring provinces of central France. In mid-December 1373, Bernard took his companies and some detachments of the English army and marched south into the Cantal, a region of steep valleys, dense forests, pockmarked with ancient forts, where the western foothills of the mountains of Auvergne gradually flatten out into the bleak Cassez of Quercy. Here he occupied a number of strongholds, which became the center of the routier activity in southern France for the next 20 years. The most important of these places was Carlotte, a remarkable natural fortress built on top of the sheer basalt rock rising 130 feet above the valley, some 10 miles east of Arlac. The castle was systematically demolished in 1604 by engineers of Henry IV, and almost nothing of it remains to this day. But in the late 4th century, it must have been an impressive sight, defended by stone ramparts extending for 300 yards along the cliff tops on either side. Carlotte had been occupied before the Gascon companies in 1369 and had been bought out at much expense in 1371 by the estates of Auvergne. Its reoccupation in December of 1373, together with about a dozen other places around Arlac, gave the Gascons a formidable base at the crossroads of the road and river routes between Auvergne, Limousin, and Quercy. The man put in command of these places in 1373 was Garcia Arnaud, bastard of Copin, an associate of Bernard de La Salle, who came from the Pyrenees March of Gascony. His family had been associated with the English government in Bordeaux for generations. At any rate, by the end of 1374, there must have been several thousand routiers, predominantly Gascons, based in the Auvergne and operating in English interests. The situation had so far deteriorated that in the following spring it was necessary to send the Duke of Bourbon with another army against the intruders. During May and June of 1375, Bourbon passed through the mountains of Auvergne, capturing six of the principal routier fortresses on the north face of the massif in less than 2 months. Caen appears to have ended his career in the Duke of Berry's prison in the Tour de Monet at Clermont, but most places surrendered on terms, usually after a nominal resistance. At the last fortress to be reached before Bourbon paid off his army, the captain opened his gate on the Duke's approach and led his companies away without a word. These men were there for profit, not glory. There were better ways of carrying on their trade than fighting hopeless actions against superior forces. The Duke of Bourbon brought some relief to the battered provinces of the region, but he never penetrated to the Gascons' principal redoubts in the Carolis. And within months of his departure, the company simply flowed back into the mountains of the Auvergne as if he'd never been there. Now, the sources for this: The Hundred Years' War, The Chronicles by Froissart, The Hundred Years' War by Perrois, The Hundred Years' War by Nylans, and The Hundred Years' War, The House Divided, Volume 3 by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.